Welcome to the Experience Darden podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. On this episode of the podcast, I'm excited to share my recent conversation with Jeff McNish. Jeff is Assistant Dean for the Career Center here at the Darden School of Business, and we welcomed him back to the podcast to talk a little bit more about how the coronavirus pandemic is impacting our classes of 2020 and 2021, as well as what he's hearing from employers about planning for hiring for the class of 2022. I think you're going to really enjoy this conversation. So without further ado, here is my interview with Jeff McNish. Jeff, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Brett.
Well, I should say welcome back to the podcast. You've been on the podcast before, but given everything that's going on in the world right now, the questions that we're getting from prospective students about, you know, what's happening with internships and hiring, are those channels being affected by the coronavirus pandemic? I wanted to have you come back and talk about what you and your team are seeing there on the front lines of Darden's career effort. So before we get to that, for those listeners who have not heard your previous interview, tell us just a little bit more about you, your background, and what brought you to your current role.
Great, thanks. It's been, I think, precisely 3.5 years since I joined Darden. I came to Darden from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, after spending about 10 years or so in MBA career services at UNC and at Michigan State University. Midwesterner by upbringing, and my family and I moved to the South about 5 years ago, and we're thrilled to be down here. The weather's a little more moderate than what's up in the Midwest. I was just talking to my mom the other day, and in fact, Wednesday of this week, the 22nd of April, and she had a quarter of an inch of snow on the ground in Michigan. So it's hard to believe that that the Midwest is still getting snow. But my wife's a teacher. We have 3 kids, and our hearts are in education, and we really, really love the Charlottesville community, both the UVA community and the greater Charlottesville area that we're a part of because of my wife's job.
And how is your family holding up during this time? I know this is a time where everybody's together all the time. Kids are home trying to do school, and y'all are trying to work. So how are things going?
It's good. Thanks for asking. I will apologize in advance if you hear a thud on the floor. That's kind of the drawback of being at home, because there's 5 of us trying to work and go to school during the day here. But everybody's got their own place, and everybody's got their tasks and assignments. And we're together in the morning. We go our separate ways kind of during the day, and then come back together for dinner every night. And I think that's one of the best things that's happening out of this whole situation, is that we're enjoying family dinners together more so than we have in the past.
It's interesting that you say that. One of our recent podcast guests, Joanne Meyer, said the same thing about just the opportunity to be together and have that quality time, which can be much more challenging to come by in the normal course of life. So let's talk a little bit about the career team at Darden. The team has had just an incredible run of results over the past few years. And I wonder your thoughts on the reasons for those results.
Well, let me start by saying, I think there is one key factor in that's related to that success, that is a longstanding Darden tradition. So this isn't anything that I brought to the table or any of the team members brought to the table, but that is the passion and the interest of the Darden alumni, the alumni base, to help Darden be successful. And one of the things that I realized very quickly when I joined the team is that we have an alumni base second to none, very dedicated to the success of the students and of the program. And we've got countless stories of Darden alumni helping other Darden students, or helping Darden students achieve their career goals, either at the internship or post MBA job. And I think, you know, many incoming students get that sense when they are engaging with Darden alumni through the the application and the admissions process or the onboarding process. And what you see during that period extends throughout the entire program. And then even as graduating students become alumni, the network is very strong and is very helpful. So I put that out there because I think that combined with we built a team at Darden that's been very focused on meeting students where they are, which means we do have a very large on-ground recruiting process that takes place. But the success of that really is met with the very qualified student body, but also the relationships that the Career Center builds with the students to either help them figure out what their career goals are or to make sure they're on track to meet the career plans that they've set for themselves. And I think that's one thing that we really, really pride ourselves on is we know where the students are, we know what their goals are, we help make connections, and we partner together to achieve, you know, ultimately what the student is looking for.
How do you feel that the scale of Darden? Darden is a smaller business school, at least in the world of top business schools, around 330-35 students per class. How do you feel that the scale of Darden helps you and your team take that more personal approach?
One of the perspectives that we get from employers is they tell us they wish they could have more. So employers say we'd love Darden to be bigger. I think we're at a great size. The admissions team does a terrific job of bringing in a very well qualified and a very collegial class. And I think that class works well together and does engage the employers in a very positive way. I just think employers want more. They enjoy coming back to grounds. It's part, many of the alumni come back to do the recruiting. So many of them use it as a homecoming, if you will. And I really think that with the, as I mentioned earlier, the alumni base and the community of Charlottesville really attracts a very diverse set of employers that helps the students really achieve their career goals. It is a little harder to get to than flying into DC or New York or San Francisco. But we really hear from the employers that coming back to Charlottesville and being in the community is a special part of their recruiting year. And that loyalty and passion for doing that, I really think, takes the scale off the table when employers look at Darden to come and hire post-MBA or interns.
What do employers, when they report back to you and say, we love hiring Darden students because of X, Y, Z reasons, what are employers saying they get when they hire a Darden student?
Darden students are known for exceptional critical thinking. They're known for thinking about a situation and even making decisions in supportive situations with not perfect information. I think that goes to the case methodology that we have here. Employers tell us Darden students are strong communicators. We see that in the work that we do with our students in mock interviews or reviewing cover letters. Lastly, employers tell us that students are great team players. They see that when a Darden student joins their team and their organization, that Darden students jump right in and become part of the community and culture, get right to work, and can help and are known for helping enterprises achieve their business results quickly. Those are, to some extent, those are somewhat typical MBA characteristics, but I think when you combine all of those together, it makes for a unique experience or a unique attribute that a Darden student brings to into an employer and to a team.
And Darden is a general management school. We get asked all the time as admissions professionals, the common paths out of Darden. My sense, though, is that students can move in a lot of different directions, even though there are some industries that are more popular with graduating classes, that there's actually a lot of flexibility for students coming out of the program because of the very broad nature of the educational experience.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. I think there is having a solid foundation in general management is the foundation for a great future career in leadership, and it also creates a flexibility to move across industry or across function. And I think that's one of the attributes of the MBA is that it doesn't limit you to one particular industry or one particular function. You have the ability to navigate a lifetime career over multiple industries or functions. The trick to everything is really being critical about to think critically about where your first job is post MBA. So when you're engaging with us, we will encourage you to leverage the general management degree, but start to think about, is there a particular industry or if there's a particular function to start to build a foundation for, because a successful career has a solid foundation, and leveraging the general management degree with a clear path for a short-term career goal is very helpful in building that platform.
So Jeff, as I mentioned at the outset of the conversation here, invited you back on the podcast, not only to talk with you about your background and the approach that your team takes to supporting students generally, but also to talk about what's going on with hiring and what you're seeing on the employment landscape in light of the coronavirus pandemic. So I'm curious, what have you and your team seen thus far? Any disruption for students in terms of internships or full-time placements?
Well, it certainly has been a disruption, because I'm sure most of you know we've come off a record-breaking, unprecedented job market hiring situation. The last 10 years have been incredible. We've achieved record-breaking results at Darden, and all of those achievements are to some extent, we might not see that this year. We've been working very closely with all Darden students on what their summer plans are for summer 2020, as well as the graduating class, who are going off to full-time MBAs, full-time jobs in the full-time market. And, We have seen some change. We are tracking about 6 students out of the class of 2020 that had their full-time offers rescinded. There's probably a couple dozen upcoming graduates out of the class of 2020 that have had their start dates pushed out a little bit. So instead of starting in July and August, they may be starting in September, October. But for the most part, the full-time class, the class of 2020, they're ready to go. And the feedback from the employers that made those offers, outside of the half dozen or so that had their offers rescinded, is that they're honoring those commitments. It's been a little trickier on the internship side. We're working with about 15 students that had their internships pulled for this summer. By my calculation right now, 4 of those 15 have already re-recruited and re-landed an internship for this summer. So the internships probably took the biggest hit, because those were the easiest to really look at in spite of how quickly we had to pivot this spring. But we're optimistic that students in the class of 2021 will still have a chance to do a summer internship and really demonstrate the experiences and the learning that they had over the last year. The one thing that has changed in the internship is many of them are virtual, and this is unprecedented for us and for employers. Many students will be working for their summer internships, working on projects for companies this summer from their home. And I think the experience that we've had delivering the fourth quarter here remote is it will really set our students up for great success over the summer.
One of the conversations that's also been playing out in newspapers and other outlets is some industries have been hit harder than others, and there's growth opportunities in other industries. What are you hearing from employers? Generally, I know your team works really, really closely with employers. Have you heard from some employers that have said, hey, we're still hiring, we've got opportunities here. If your students are looking for something, please have them reach out to us. Any conversations like that going on?
Yeah, in general, the hospitality industry, the airline industry, the entertainment industry, those have been hit probably the hardest. And frankly, those were the industries that were very quick to pull an internship, for example. The consulting firms and the financial services sector, I think they're holding steady. We haven't had too much activity there. I think many of them are watching kind of what their business looks like in the future, and the future looks like it's going to be okay. The tech sector is the mixed bag, because there are some tech firms that are in the entertainment industry, for example, that have struggled. But a tech company that's providing goods like Amazon or Walmart e-commerce, those firms have signaled that they're hiring even more. So while there's certainly some dark spots in hiring, and I think this is in general, not just in the MBA market, there are certainly areas that are really shining. The area that I would encourage all of the listeners to think about is if you think about this crisis, this pandemic crisis, and the jobs that are needed most to support it, you could call those essential services type jobs. Those would be the ones that I would start thinking about. Could you build a great future management platform off of starting your post MBA career in one of those essential services sectors, such as healthcare? DaVita is a kidney dialysis company that hires for a leadership development program at Darden, and they've come back and asked us to do some customized resume books because they have an increased need. So the healthcare sector is definitely a place to look at, given what's going on. And I encourage, we take advantage of the opportunity to really think about, could you see yourself starting your MBA career in one of those sectors?
How would a student kind of figure out what some of those sectors are and begin to sort of engage with whether or not that might be of interest? It might be a pivot from where they are currently, Jeff, and just sort of thinking about how do I kind of figure out if that could be a good fit for me?
Well, I think that the number one piece of advice that you'll always get from me about how to figure out where you might be interested in going is to do informational interviews and to network. And I guess you network first and you get the informational interview second. I think sitting down and talking with people in a function or in industries that you might have an interest in, and have them ask them to talk about their careers, ask them to talk about what their day-to-day is like, ask them what they think their future holds. Collecting that information, I think, is a great way for you to really evaluate whether an opportunity in that space or in the space that they're in is for you. It's a great way to build out your network. It's It's certainly a way to generate information before you show up on campus, so that you've got a base of knowledge as you start working with us and start networking with your classmates to really fill in the pieces of what your plan might look like. I think you cannot go wrong by spending time doing informational interviews. And one of the things that we're hearing just in the last couple of weeks is, because everyone's been thrown into a virtual sort of environment, we're starting to hear that people are more open to having conversations right now, because I think informational interview is a break from sitting in front of the computer on a Zoom meeting, for example, all day long. So we're hearing from our students, and I'm hearing from my peers at other business schools that networking phone calls seem to be taking off because people have a little more flexibility in their schedule, and I think in general have an openness in their heart to give back. And if having a conversation with a incoming student about what their career's been like, or what they think it's going to be like, to help shape the future of someone who's doing an informational interview, I think people are more open to that today, more so than maybe ever before, because of how fast things were moving in the past. But again, my advice is, if you've got some time, go out and network and conduct some informational interviews to really learn about the different functions, different industries, different career paths that you might be interested in.
So it sounds like there has been some disruption, which is, to be expected, given everything going on in the world. So for classes of 2020 and 2021, your team, as you noted at the outset of this conversation, takes a very personal approach to working with students and getting down to that individual student's experience, background, what they hope to accomplish, their goals. How are you helping students navigate this disruption? What's been your approach during this period?
We're continuing to do a lot of what we have done in the past because it works. So we're running workshops. We are bringing in employers to have conversations. We're running small group job search meetings with small groups of students who have similar interests. We're continuing on with the professional development classes that we have. We've moved a lot of those online and virtual that hopefully incoming students will have a chance to participate in. But I think what we've done more of in light of everything is we've spent more time and more energy one-on-one with students. I look at my team's calendar every once in a while, and I just see calendars filled with 30-minute, 45-minute, hour-long conversations with students about their career goals, about their career plans, what they could be doing, what could we be doing to help them. And I think we're spending a lot more time one-on-one, which goes to really the culture of the Career Center at Darden, is that our goal is to really meet you where you are and get to know you so that we can have an effective partnership. I think we're doing a lot more connecting students with alumni at particular companies, knowing that alumni will be more open or are more open to connecting right now. I think just because things have slowed a bit. But it really boils down to, frankly, Brett, that we're doing a lot more individual one-on-one coaching and connecting for the benefit of the student success.
I even noticed on LinkedIn some alumni who graduated in those classes that happened to graduate to the Great Recession about 10 years ago or so, posting, "Hey, look, I'm here to help. I'm making myself available during these times. Please feel free to give me a call. Any help or advice I can offer, I'm here." And I thought that was such a great example of just the Darden community in action, what you're talking about before, alumni being so passionate about this place and willing to help out.
Yeah, let me give you one quick example. Earlier this week, we sent an email to all Darden alumni from Dean Beardsley, and it was a quick update on careers, but it was also a request. And we sent the email out about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was told at 10 o'clock the next morning we had over 20 responses from our Darden alumni community. With offers for either internships, full-time jobs, or summer projects. I haven't gotten an update as to what the number is now that a couple of days have passed, but within 24 hours or less than 24 hours, we had 20 alums who had opened their email, read it, and taken time to respond to us with very solid leads. So again, this goes back to the testament of how tight the Darden alumni network is.
Absolutely. Those of us in the admissions team get to work closely with Darden alumni, and they play such a critical role in helping students, you know, think about Darden and whether this would be a good fit for them, and answering questions, and instrumental part of our recruitment process. So they are all throughout both your prospective student journey, and then, of course, once you get here, and even alumni journey. That alumni to alumni connection, you'll hear Darden folks talk all the time about one Darden. Darden family. It's very much a real thing. It's a smaller network, around 17,000 alumni globally, but an incredibly responsive network. And I think that smallness has something to do with the responsiveness, as well as just the fact that people love their Darden experience and want to help out people who are current students or fellow alumni. It's just the culture of the place.
Exactly. Exactly.
But Jeff, it's a little early to say, I recognize, what are you hearing from companies about internships? I know for our class of 2022, the class that will be coming here in the coming academic year, I know some of our listeners are likely admitted students planning to join Darden this fall. And what are you hearing thus far from employers?
Another great question. And we've been in contact with all of our key corporate partners. Our key corporate partner number is in the 150 range, spanning across all the different sectors in the business world. And we're getting ready this time of year, every year, regardless of a virus or not, we are planning for the fall. And so we do a lot of company debriefs. We do a lot of debriefs with the companies that were engaged with us over the last year. We're wrapping those up. We are getting ready to go out with a plan for our corporate partners to register for events in the fall and the spring. And the bright spot, Brett, is that companies are anxious to get their reservations in. Companies are very optimistic about the future. Companies are saying or signaling that they're going to be flexible with us as we navigate the uncertainty of the future, and we're really pleased about that. I saw emails this morning from a couple consulting company debriefs that the companies are excited that we are being very proactive in our planning, but also recognizing there could be some changes in the schedule, and are looking forward to partnering with us to really create a great internship or full-time recruiting season in the 2020-2021 school year. So we're very optimistic. I should have started with, this is the information we have at this point in time, and we know that the situation could change. But the one thing that I've seen over the last 6 weeks or so is that the messages have been consistent. And I'm taking some confidence in the consistent messages from our corporate partners that they, along with our Career Center, our employer engagement team, will put together a fantastic recruiting season for the next recruiting cycle.
Well, even the approach to managing internships this summer, the idea that students will be having a virtual internship suggests some flexibility. On the part of the employers.
Very much so. And I think that's a characteristic of an MBA student today, is to be agile and flexible with with your careers, given the changing nature of what we're going through, but also being able to flex at a very quick pace, given what we saw with this virus. And I've been extraordinarily impressed by the leadership of our students and how they've navigated this. And I think Darden's done a really good job of navigating and changing and adapting given the current situation. I'm proud to be part of this team, and I'm proud to work with the students because they've really demonstrated resiliency, and I think they're setting themselves up for a great future career management.
That's great to hear. Not a surprise knowing our students, but it's always nice to hear it. They've been great partners in the classroom, and it sounds like that it's continued outside the classroom, despite maybe some setbacks and disappointments for some of those students. One other thing that's been on my mind, I should say we're recording this on Friday, the 24th of April. I mentioned that date specifically because yesterday there were a number of updates from the dean, Scott Beardsley, to members of our class of 2022. About plans for the fall, and one of the notes in that announcement related to a January start for students who are unable to join in the planned August start. Of course, all of this depends upon decisions made at the university level about the start of school, and the university will be making a decision in the coming weeks about that. But Jeff, since you're here, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the January start. And it was noted in the update for those students who do start in January, they would be participating in career activities during the fall. You want to talk about how your team is planning to support students, even if they're not able to start in August with some of their class, that you know, that they're still being engaged with your team and doing important work towards their career goals?
Yeah, I will start by saying we're digesting the information real time. And so we're working on a number of different things. But about a year and a half ago or so, we created an online program called CDY, our Career Development Y-Finding. And it's really to help incoming students get the ball rolling in the MBA career process even before they show up on grounds. And so one of the things that I know that we're doing is we can't wait to start working with the incoming class, whether you start in August or whether you start in January. We'll start working with you as soon as you commit to really start figuring out what the path is and what the future might look like. And we're going to start with those with the philosophy of we're going to meet you where you are, and we're going to engage you on an individual basis, because we know that this could be a stressful time, and really starting with where you are and where you want to go, I think is very critical. So we've got some online materials. We'll be doing some very customized and very individual things with all of you to set you up for success, whether it's in August or January. We are starting to talk with our employers about what it might look like in the fall, depending on how the university opens us in the next 4 or 5 months. But most employers, as I said earlier, are signaling that they appreciate our leadership and they appreciate the flexibility, and they are going to partner with us. And I'm very confident that employers will engage and network with incoming Darden students, whether you started in August or January. I'm very confident in that. And we're trying to figure out what our recruiting process for internships might look like. But there might be some things virtually, so that if you're not here, you might be able to tap into some things that happen online. But when you certainly get here in January, for those that are considering that, you will be ready to hit the ground running with both the classroom experience as well as with the career.
Well, thank you for that, Jeff. I recognize that this is an evolving situation on so many fronts. So your team is doing a great job managing the situation and staying engaged with students And it sounds like also the many partners that your office has around the world, the companies that are eager to hire Darden students. Just in conclusion here, covered a lot of ground. Any tips, advice you would offer to incoming students about things that they can be doing now to prepare for start of school and their career path ahead?
Yeah, I first and foremost, your health and safety is the utmost priority. That is my hope for all of you. So do things to keep you healthy and safe as you get ready for business school. But I always answer this question with this. Business school is a very intense, it's a very exciting experience, with or without a pandemic. I want you to make the most of your experience. And so what I advise folks that are getting ready to start business school, what I advise you to do is do something that you love. Spend time with people that you love. Do the things that you might be challenged to do when you come into a full-time residential MBA experience that you may have limited opportunities to do, just because of how fast things happen and because of all the new connections and the new learning that you have. So read that book that you've been meaning to read. Binge watch the TV shows, because those things might become scarce as you transition to a residential MBA. Get yourself organized the best you can, so that when you show up on grounds, you're ready to go. You certainly can do some networking. You certainly could spend time on your resume. We're going to ask you to do that. But first and foremost, take care of yourself and do something that you very much enjoy doing to get ready for an incredible Darden MBA.
We do talk with first-year students here on the podcast from time to time, and even second-year students, but first-years in particular. They just talk about how busy that year is. And second year is busy for different reasons, but certainly as you adjust to learning and the case method and life at the Darden School. And of course, there's just a zillion things going on all the time, and you want to be able to do everything, but you can't do everything all at the same time. So knowing your own priorities, also very important too, as you navigate this, particularly on the career front. Talk with Casey Floyd about this, Jeff, and I'm curious your thoughts. She really emphasized run your own race, and know what's important to you and don't be afraid to focus on that.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. I think you can get caught up in lots of things as you transition to this new experience. But I want you to look back at the 21 months of the Darden MBA and have a perspective that it was an incredible transformational experience and one that you went down the path that you chose to go down and really make the most of it for what's important to you.
Well, Jeff, thank you for your time today. I know this is an extremely busy time for your team as you support our current students' plan for the coming year. But thank you so much. I always learn some new things, and hang in there. I hope you and your family stay safe. And thanks for taking time for the podcast.
Thanks, Brett. And we look forward to meeting everybody in the future.
And that was my interview with Jeff McNish, Assistant Dean for the Career Center here at the Darden School of Business. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we are all ears. We can be reached at Darden, that's D-A-R-D-E-N, at virginia.edu. And until next time, stay safe. Be well, and thanks for listening.